USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump not mincing words at a campaign-style rally last night. Literally not mincing words.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
The president telling that crowd at Grand Rapids, Michigan, that members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must now be held accountable, saying that the long investigation into his campaign caused tremendous damage to the country and cost millions of dollars, and no collusion was found. British lawmakers about to vote on another version of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, the vote marking a third and potentially final time. Parliament will vote on it. If it passes, the UK will leave the EU on May 22nd. If not, it will need to decide how to leave the EU before April 12th, with or without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
President Trump reversing a controversial funding cut. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Special Olympics will be funded.
President Trump says he will keep the Special Olympics funded. This after his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, was looking to slash funding for the program designed to help children and adults with disabilities. She proposed cutting more than $17 million.
I have overridden my people. We're funding the Special Olympics.
Reports are investigators looking into the deadly recent Ethiopian Airlines crash believe that an anti-stall system activated before that Boeing 737 MAX went down. The reports are that U.S. safety investigators came to that preliminary conclusion after reviewing the plane's flight data recorder. Pope Francis has appointed Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Atlanta to be the next Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He'll be the first African-American to lead that archdiocese. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
All Americans should be concerned with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee taking the position of judge and jury and perpetuating false information to the American people for the last 2 years.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans calling on the House Intel Committee chair to resign. Republicans say they've had more than enough of California Democrat Adam Schiff because of his never-ending collusion claims about President Trump. Here's House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
Changing gears now, more than 1 million private wells in the Midwest at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.